We break down the Ravens' full 2022 schedule next year on Locked On Ravens.
You are Locked On Ravens, your daily Baltimore Ravens podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And we return here with another episode of Locked On Ravens, your daily Baltimore Ravens podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Allstriker of Ravens Wire. Of course, we are on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you for making Locked On Ravens your first listen of the day. We're free and available on all platforms. And we're back here rounding out the week, our Purple Friday edition of the show. And this is a special edition of the show because we now know the entirety of the Ravens 2022 schedule. It's really cool to now know just not who the Ravens are playing, but when these games will take place, primetime games, and just how everything lines up. And the nuances of the schedule, I think, are actually pretty important overall. Now, they can be a bit overblown in some circumstances, but I think just knowing, again, primetime games, knowing if the Ravens will play at 1 o'clock versus 4:25 or 4:05, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, all those things are very important. So today we're going to break down the Ravens' full 2022 schedule as the full thing did come out on Thursday night. And how we're going to do it today is we're going to break it down into two segments, then do my final record prediction, or I guess my initial record prediction in the final segment. So in the first segment, we'll dive into the Ravens preseason and then their week one all the way up to their bye week, which I guess a little spoiler, it's week 10. So we'll go preseason, then week one to week 10 in the first segment. And the second segment, we'll then go from week 10 to week 18. We'll talk a bit about the bye week placement as well. Just, I think that's also something to talk about. So we'll do that. And then in the final segment, again, my initial record prediction. So a ton to dive into today. I'm really excited to do it. If you're with us on YouTube, you can see my face and my background and everything. Be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel. It helps me out a ton. Our next goal here on Locked On Ravens, 2,000 subscribers. So thank you if you've already subscribed. And if you're thinking about it, if you liked either Ravens content, we're here Monday through Friday. We put out that content. So if you want Ravens updates, analysis, opinions, and more, be sure to subscribe to the channel. But it's the same show in both video and audio form. So if you're with us in audio form, I greatly appreciate you as well. Be sure to follow, turn notifications on so you know when our content comes out. And also, be sure to follow me on Twitter at ChaosRocket34 and the Locked On Ravens account at Locked On Ravens. Let's dive into the content here, though. Let's talk about this Ravens schedule again. Super excited for this. The preseason, it's a big talking point for the Ravens for multiple reasons. The Ravens will play the Tennessee Titans starting on Thursday, August 11th. That's a 7:30 game. Then week two, the Ravens will see Hollywood Brown. They'll play Marquise Brown, so they will see him on Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. And then finally, the Washington Commanders game. The Ravens always play the Washington team, and that is on August 27th at 4 p.m. So kind of an early preseason game there. I can't remember if the Ravens have played a preseason game that early. Maybe I'm just forgetting, but that's more of an interesting time there. So the preseason, obviously, we're going to kind of skip past it a little bit, but just very briefly, the preseason, the Ravens obviously have that huge winning streak in the preseason. I have preached this and I will say it here. So if people say a couple months from now, you never said this, I'm going to say, go back and look at this show. I think the optimal preseason usage for players based off of a 3 preseason game slate is usually, at least based off what we saw, I think the starters should play for 1/4 in the first preseason game, 1/2 in the second preseason game, and no snaps at all in the third preseason game. It kind of went that way when it was 4, when you would see like a quarter from the starters in week 1 or maybe a drive or two, then you would see a quarter in week 2, a half in week 3, and nothing in week 4. I think they should kind of utilize that same thing. So again, preseason big for the Ravens, especially for the younger guys, but I wouldn't be shocked if John Harbaugh elects to not play starters at all. Moving on to week 1, though, and honestly, the first month, let's talk about this first month. The Ravens will see their fair dose of the AFC East. In fact, they will see their entire dose of the AFC East over the first 4 weeks. The Ravens will open up their season in the Meadowlands at the Jets. They will play there, and then they will follow it up with their home opener. The Miami Dolphins will be traveling to M&T Bank Stadium. Then the Ravens back on the road. They'll play New England in week 3 at Gillette Stadium. And then you have the Buffalo Bills coming to Baltimore in week 4. That is a 1 o'clock game, surprisingly. And it is. It was kind of a layup for the NFL, in my opinion. You have Lamar Jackson. You have Josh Allen. I think that's a clear primetime game, in my opinion. You have two very young quarterbacks, stars at this level. They have the utmost respect for each other. The games have been good that they have played. I think that was a prime opportunity for a primetime game. But the big takeaway for me from this first month is the Ravens will be playing their entire AFC East slate in the first 4 weeks. And just a refresher for people who maybe forgot or don't know about how the NFL schedule works is there is a set formula that goes into this every season. So it's not like the NFL can say, oh, I want the Ravens to play the Titans. Let's make that happen. It's a set formula and how that works. And try to keep up with me here because I know it can get a bit difficult. I'm going to try to keep up with myself. So the Ravens will obviously play the teams in the AFC North twice. They will then play one team. So every 3 years, it's a rotation. They will play every AFC division once in 3 years. This year, it's the AFC East for Baltimore. They will also play the same place teams of the other two AFC divisions, not the AFC North or that other division. So for the Ravens this year, that's the AFC West and the AFC South. Ravens also play one random NFC East division on a rotation every year, and that is the NFC South this year. And then you have also the Ravens playing one game against the this is a bit confusing. One game against the NFC division that the Ravens played 2 years ago, the same place team there. So the Ravens 2 years ago in 2020 played the NFC East. So the Ravens will play the team that finished in last in the NFC East in 2021, and that is the New York Giants. But so the Ravens getting their whole AFC East slate out early, and it's going to be a little bit of a tough challenge. You know, the Jets are a team that have improved. We'll talk about what I think is going to happen in that game in the final segment, so stay tuned. Miami's added Tyreek Hill. The Patriots always with Belichick. You cannot count them out. That's kind of a Matt Judon reunion, although the Ravens will be traveling to his house at Gillette Stadium. And then Buffalo, obviously, that's a very, very tough team led by Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, et cetera. So the AFC East slate for the Ravens in full swing for the first 4 weeks, and the Ravens get their first primetime game in week five against the Cincinnati Bengals at home. That's going to be at 8:20 p.m. Eastern time. That's Sunday night football. That's huge. I mean, the Cincinnati games are something I've been looking forward to ever since the season ended, really ever since the Ravens lost to Cincinnati in really blowout fashion both times. This is going to be a game the Ravens will want revenge on. I know the Bengals, they embarrassed the Ravens two times last season. So that's going to be a huge game, the first primetime game for the team in 2022. Week six is that Giants game. They'll again travel to the Meadowlands to play the Giants there. That's a 1 o'clock game. Week seven, 1 o'clock against the Cleveland Browns. That's a home game. Week eight, second primetime game, Thursday night football, 8:15 Eastern time, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Ravens get Tom Brady in primetime. That's huge. I love that. And we all know the story. Lamar Jackson beat Tom Brady in the two's first ever matchup against each other. The Patriots at that time were undefeated. And I think it's going to be a great game. Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, again, have a lot of respect for each other. Tom Brady posted that picture when he was retiring about how Lamar Jackson was next. So I'm excited for that game for sure. And then the Ravens continue their NFC South tour by then traveling to New Orleans in week nine and playing on Monday Night Football at 8:15 p.m. So again, these first 9 weeks for the Ravens, their bye week is in week 10. Really good slate overall, but it is, I guess, when looking, and we'll talk about in the final segment, their opponents over the second half of the season, their second half of the season is very divisional oriented. The only game that was divisional in this first stretch was the Bengals, but then you have the Giants, and then maybe depending on a Deshaun Watson suspension, you don't really know right now. The NFL hasn't announced anything at this point, but if that suspension is six games, week seven would be the return for Deshaun Watson. Then you have two huge NFC South primetime games in week eight and week nine. So I think when looking at actual opponent-wise here, there are some really tough challenges. And I know the Ravens are playing a fourth-place schedule because obviously they finished in last place in the AFC North last year. But I think you have to look at this as potentially you're having tough games against Miami, New England, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Tampa, New Orleans, right? Those are all teams. You look at like the Jets and the Giants and you're thinking, all right, those will, I'd be pretty shocked if they lost either of those games. And we'll get into those in my predictions as well. But it just feels to me like this is a pretty tough first half of the schedule. I'm not saying it's like the toughest thing I've ever seen, but they'll have to, I think, set themselves up nicely for a playoff run. And we know how talented this AFC conference is this year. I have confidence in this team to go out there, win against teams that they might be underdogs in games, right? Against Cincinnati. I wouldn't be shocked if they were underdogs in that game just based off of last season. And we'll see what ends up happening there. But the Ravens, only 3 primetime games. So a little spoiler for the second segment, the entire year. So the Ravens will be playing all 3 of their primetime games before the bye, week 5, week 8, and week 9. So that's another interesting tidbit there. But yeah, the beginning of the season for Baltimore, very AFC East oriented. You got NFC South in there as well with week 8 and week 9. Oh, wait, no, I'm mistaken. The Ravens, they played 2 divisional games in this stretch, Cincinnati and Cleveland. I messed that up. So my apologies there. But yeah, you got 2 divisional games, week 5 and week 7, then sandwiched in between that is the Giants in week 6. So quick rundown: week 1 Jets, week 2 Dolphins, week 3 Patriots, week 4 Bills, week 5 Bengals, week 6 Giants, week 7 Browns, week 8 Buccaneers, and week 9 Saints. We'll head into our first break here now, though. When we get back, we'll be talking about the Ravens bye week and the remainder of their 2022 schedule. So be sure to stay tuned. Still a ton to talk about on Locked On Ravens. But first, I do want to tell you a bit about Bet Online. And for Bet Online, they are the number one source for all your sports betting needs and sports info. And so our partners at BetOnline can help you find the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And with the schedule coming out, you can maybe make a little bit more accurate predictions on those, although I know for futures it might not have a huge impact, but now you know just a little bit more about the schedule. And BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. The NBA playoffs still in full swing. Really exciting series still going on. So head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back here. Our second segment of Locked On Ravens. Kevin Allstriker, your host, still here with you. Again, thank you for making Locked On Ravens your first listen of the day. I really do appreciate that. And if you want to subscribe, like this video on YouTube, I'd appreciate that as well. Also, if you're in audio form, be sure to follow and turn notifications on. I would appreciate that as well. But let's now dive into the Ravens in their bye week. Now, this is a week 10 placement for their bye week, and I think it comes at a very good time, honestly. It might be a little later than some people might like. I know there are some that like the week 7, week 8, week 9 buys, but I think honestly, you know, you're putting this right in the middle of November. It's not bad at all, because right around this time, guys might be a little banged up. And if you have a buy, like let's say really early on, like week 6, week 7, you have to kind of play out the rest of the year without having that week break. And so having it kind of right in the middle, a little bit later in the year, that's actually my preference. Now, I wouldn't want it to be like week 11, week 12. I think that's probably pushing a little too late. But right in the week 9, week 10 range is my preference. And I know, again, other people will have it differently than that. But I think at that point, it will give guys time to recover, really push themselves to the playoffs and just get their bodies right a little bit. And might even give some guys time to return if there was, let's say, a guy gets injured in week 2 or week 3, they have to miss a bit of time. It can allow those guys to potentially return. And I think that's a really good thing. So week 10 bye, I am completely okay with that for sure. Moving into the rest of the schedule, week 11, the Ravens will actually continue their NFC South tour, except they'll do it at M&T Bank Stadium playing the Carolina Panthers. Week 12, they'll go on the road to Jacksonville, play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, a 1 o'clock game. Same thing with Carolina. That's also a 1 o'clock game. Week 13, the Ravens will play the Denver Broncos at home, 1 o'clock Eastern time there. Week 14, the Ravens will travel to Pittsburgh, play the Steelers, 1 o'clock as well. Week 15, we actually have a TBD time here. We don't know when this game's going to be played yet. So the Ravens will be going to Cleveland to play the Browns. Week 16, Baltimore returns home, plays the Atlanta Falcons at 1 o'clock p.m. Week 17 is going to be the Steelers on New Year's Day, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for that one. Week 18, a TBD game at the Cincinnati Bengals to round out their year. So big takeaway for me here is the Ravens, they end their year with 4 of their last 5 games against divisional opponents. That's huge. This stretch will be the stretch that determines if the Ravens will, one, win the division, but two, it could determine if they make the playoffs. And it kind of was the same thing last season, where the Ravens had that Cleveland-Pittsburgh-Cleveland thing, and then they had to play the Rams and the Packers and all these good teams. The Steelers were in there too. So I'm not saying that this is like a gauntlet type deal, because you have the Falcons in the middle there. Who's gonna be injured at this point for Cleveland or Pittsburgh or Cincinnati? You know, every team does go through injuries. But you look at Carolina, I think that should be a win. Jacksonville, pretty sure that should be a win too. Denver, I'm pretty sure that should be a win. And there was that stretch of games. I can't remember exactly when it was. It was week 9 to week 11. I think that was it last season, where Kadri Ismail and I said the Ravens have to go 3-0 in that stretch to make the playoffs. Or at least I said, you know, 3-0 in that stretch. I think you agreed with me. And it was, I can't remember, but I know it was Miami. It was someone else. And then it was someone else. It's escaping me. But the Ravens, I think they went 2-1 in that stretch instead of 3-0, and that kind of set the precedent. It was Chicago was week 11, Miami was week 10, and Minnesota was week 9. I worked my way backwards. Look how that works. But so I mentioned Minnesota, Miami, Chicago. I said that has to be a 3-0 stretch. The Ravens went 2-1, and really by the end of the season, they were just on such a losing streak, and they could have had a much better shot of making the playoffs if they had gone 3-0 there instead of 2-1. So the new 3-0 stretch for me for 2022 is week 11 through week 13 here with Carolina, Jacksonville, Denver. If you can pick up those three easy wins, which I'm assuming they'll be easy, but in the NFL, it's any given Sunday, you never know. If they can pick up three easy wins there, and let's say they kind of struggled in the first half, right? Guys still coming back from injury, tough teams a little bit. If they were struggling there but still kept themselves in the thick of the wild card or at the top of their division by a game or a tiebreaker, if they can win those three games, it can really set them ahead, especially with divisional gauntlet that comes up with Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta in the middle, so not a divisional game, then Pittsburgh and Cincinnati there. Again, Atlanta, that's a game that they should probably win. So you're looking at, I think, an absolute worst-case scenario from their bye week on. You have 8 games. I think 4-4 is your absolute worst-case scenario where you beat the teams that aren't in your division and you lose to the teams that are. So the Ravens, in that case, would beat Carolina, Jacksonville, Denver, Atlanta. They would lose to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. But the Ravens, I think they have to improve the divisional record this year. The Ravens went 1-5 in their division. I think it was the worst divisional record in the NFL, or at least among teams that were in the hunt for the playoffs at the time. It was one of the worst divisional records in the entire NFL. That can't happen this year, especially if they want to have a shot to win the division, have the advantage in tiebreakers. That stretch at the end of the season is going to determine so much for this team. So I'm looking forward to see how they respond in that aspect. But you also can't write off teams like Carolina and a Jacksonville and a Denver, obviously, with Russell Wilson, right? That's a huge addition. So while I say, oh, that should be a win, you can never write off a team with Russell Wilson. That defense is great. Now, I think that when we go to our predictions in the final segment, that'll probably be a win for me, but you have to kind of look at it that way. Now, another takeaway is that the Ravens actually, in terms of timing, they do not play a 4 o'clock game the entire season. Now, that could change because I did mention the two TBD games later in the year against those divisional opponents. But for right now, the Ravens only play either 1 o'clock games or 8 o'clock games in primetime. There is no in between. I know the Ravens had to play a couple of those last season, the 425s, right? They played the Broncos at 425, the Packers, the Rams. They played a lot of those games, Pittsburgh, the final game of the season, but so far nothing. And if I had to guess, I'd assume that Bengals Ravens game in week 18 is going to be 425 or 405 because they usually flex those games over there. But it's really interesting. And especially because when you look at what the Ravens had last season, especially early on, the Ravens played 4 of their first 5 games not in the 1 o'clock slate. You had 2 primetime games to open up the season. You had Las Vegas and you had Kansas City. Then the Detroit game wasn't 1 o'clock, but then you had Denver at 425. Then another primetime game against Indianapolis. So it's funny because the Ravens will play the same amount of primetime games in the first 5 weeks of 2021 than they will play the entire year in 2022. And was I a bit shocked that the Ravens don't have 5 primetime games? I mean, a little bit. I anticipated them having 5 just because of the Lamar Jackson effect. But, I mean, let's face it, there are so many teams in the AFC right now, and not just the AFC, the NFL in general, that are so talented. And so when looking at the schedule, you're looking at the teams that were hot last year. Again, this is a what have you done for me now lately league. And that's not just for the players, the coaches, or the executives, but it's also for the schedule makers. And they say, who was the most exciting team in football last season? The team that wasn't expected to do anything, the team that really lit the world on fire in the playoffs and people want more of. It's teams like the Bengals, right? The Ravens, they started off really strong. They were the top of the AFC through the first 12 weeks, but then they came crashing down, and that's what people remember. They remember the 6-game losing streak. They remember Lamar Jackson going down with the injury and the offense collapsing and the defense collapsing too, not being able to shut down those close games and finish when it mattered. So I think 3 primetime games, yeah, I understand it. Still a little shocked by it, but I think that, again, when you have Lamar Jackson and this offense fully healthy, it is electric. And I think when we're looking at the 2023 schedule, we will see the Ravens have 5 primetime games again. And it's pretty rare that the Ravens don't have those primetime games, the max slate, because the max you can get is five, and then the flexes come in and you can get an extra one that way, it feels like. But I don't know, three primetime games, a little low on my end. But again, the Ravens don't need to have the bright lights on them to perform, right? This is a team that can perform in those primetime games. We know John Harbaugh's record in primetime games. It's very good. But at the same time, the Ravens thrive on being the underdogs. That's something that they've been for a while. And ever since that 2019 season, the Ravens kind of had that target on their back in 2020. And they, I think, performed well with it there. But before Lamar Jackson, it was, all right, the Ravens are going to sneak into the playoffs as a wild card or win their division kind of in this sneaky fashion, and then they'll pop up out of nowhere and surprise you. That's what it was. So I think what we could see here is potentially a stretch where the Ravens could struggle like in the early slash middle part of their season, then really turn it on late, and hopefully injuries won't play a big part again. So much of this does turn back to health. It's just, it's reality. It's a big part of what the NFL is and a big part of who makes the Super Bowl. The Rams and the Bengals last season, two of the healthier teams throughout the NFL. It's just what happens. So I'm content with this schedule. I think it sets up nicely. The Ravens don't have those crazy home or away stretches. It's pretty balanced out with, you know, home, then away, then home, then you have a couple home games, then you have a couple away games here and there. So it's not like the Ravens will go three away and then they'll have four at home or something. Pretty balanced out. I think that's how it works. The Ravens also don't have to travel a ton, and they'll also have the 10th easiest strength of schedule in 2022, the 23rd. They'll have the 23rd hardest strength of schedule, pretty much what that means. So I'm excited for this year. I think Baltimore will be able to perform very well. And in our final segment, we'll talk about my predictions, my initial ones for the Ravens 2022 schedule. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Still a ton to talk about here on Locked On Ravens, of course. But first, I want to tell you a bit about Built Bar. And imagine dipping your finger into that plastic tub of birthday cake frosting and opening your eyes and realizing it was only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. That seems pretty nice, right? That's what it's like to eat a birthday cake puff from Built. And I just got my birthday cake puffs, and literally there's nothing like them. They're available right now, and we can't promise they'll be there tomorrow, because they are that good and they are going fast at built.com. With 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, and only 9 grams of sugar, this limited time flavor is an amazing option if you're looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety in your day. All Built puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it because they are that good. And they're made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. So go to built.com and get birthday cake puffs now. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. We're back here. Our final segment of Locked On Ravens. Kevin Allstriker, your host, still here with you again. Thank you for making Locked On Ravens your first listen of the day. Be sure to make your second listen of the day Locked On NFL, as hosts around our network take you around the league with the biggest stories every weekday. Let's talk about record predictions, though. For me, initial ones. I do this every year, and then sometimes I change my prediction, sometimes I don't, and obviously that can change based off of whether the Ravens sign players, where players go elsewhere, injuries, etc. It's all subject to change, right? But I have my initial record prediction. I'm feeling good about it. I think the Ravens could even do a bit better than it. I have like a range that I think they could finish in right now. And if you were here with me in 2019 after that season, my record prediction for the Ravens in 2020 was 15-1. I was going crazy with the record predictions back then. So obviously I was a little off that year. They didn't quite finish 15-1, but it's always fun to do these predictions. So let's talk about mine here. Starting off in week one, the Ravens traveling to play the New York Jets. This will be the Zach Wilson versus Lamar Jackson game, unless the Ravens go back to their week one Raven tendencies outside of the Las Vegas game last year. Obviously, that means the Ravens were blowing out teams by a lot of points. And if that's the case, maybe the Ravens see Tyler Huntley come in the game. Maybe for the Jets, Joe Flacco himself, Mr. Elite himself, comes in the game. I'm predicting a win and a pretty big one. I think for the Jets, they're incorporating a lot of new pieces. And while Zach Wilson, I think, will have a lot better of a season this year, it might take a couple weeks. And going up against a Baltimore defense that has retooled and gotten better and will be getting guys back, I just think that it will be a little too tall of a task for the Jets. So I'm starting off here 1-0 for the Ravens. Week two home opener, Miami. I think this is another win for the Ravens. You know, I think the Ravens can shut down Tua Tagovailoa. And with Tyreek Hill there, the Ravens will have to do a lot more to shut down the Dolphins' pass attack. And I don't think people remember, maybe they do, I hope they do, that the game against Miami was one that the Ravens could have won time and time and time again. And the Dolphins didn't score an offensive touchdown until around 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now, the Dolphins' defense is still very, very good. And the offense, obviously, I mentioned Tyreek Hill in there. But I think the Ravens, they will want to get revenge for that game that was just, it was brutal for the Ravens and really started the downfall of Lamar Jackson's season and honestly the Ravens' season. So I think the Ravens will go 2-0 in their first two games. Week three against the Patriots at Gillette Stadium. I'm penciling this one in as a loss for the Ravens. You just, with Bill Belichick, you never know. I think the Ravens can have success against Mac Jones, but that defense is always disciplined. The offense has added some pieces around it. And I think that it will be a close game. I'm having the Ravens fall there, though, to the Patriots. Week four against the Bills at home. This will be a really good game. Again, one that I anticipate will be very close, very competitive. I think this will be a loss for the Ravens, though. I think the Bills are just a very well-rounded team. I think James Cook will be a very good piece to their run game. They've been trying to figure out that run game for a while. Obviously, Stephon Diggs still there as that number one guy for them. And that defense, man, that defense, they'll be getting Trey White back, it feels like. So that feels like a loss, but I also think they could pull that out and surprise a lot of people. But for now, I'm going to say it's a loss. But I think that's when I kind of flip-flopped on a lot. And I think the Ravens do have a really good shot to win that game, but two very talented teams. Week five, Cincinnati. This is the first primetime game. I think the Ravens are coming out and they're blowing Cincinnati out. I think that'll be a win for them. It has the potential to be that divisional close game, but really the Ravens and Bengals games haven't been close one way or the other. It's been either the Ravens blowing out the Bengals or the Bengals blowing out the Ravens over the past couple of years. And obviously Lamar Jackson, he is a player that can run up the score very quickly. I think the Bengals, they are a talented team. Obviously, offensively, you're going to have to stop Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. They added Hayden Hurst. They have the run game there, and Joe Mixon improved their offensive line. I still think there are weaknesses in their defense. I think it would be a high-scoring game overall, but I think this Ravens team, they're just going to be pumped up for that game. A primetime game against Cincinnati at M&T Bank Stadium for the first time since the Bengals blew out the Ravens two times. I mean, it just, to me, it sets up for a win, so I'm going Baltimore win there. So right now we're at 3-2 for the Ravens. Week six, the Giants, we're going 4-2. I think that's a win. Pretty easy one for the Ravens. I think they can contain Daniel Jones pretty easily. And we saw last time the Ravens faced off against Daniel Jones, it was a pretty good game for them. So I think that's going to be a win for the Ravens. Week seven, the Browns at home. I think that's a win. I think Baltimore, again, whether this is Deshaun Watson's first game based off of the suspension, just however long that is, we don't know how it's going to be yet. But I do think that Baltimore will be able to defeat Cleveland in this game. Both teams very talented. I think it will be a close one. And Cleveland, they have a very good roster. You know, for the football players on the field, they are very, very good. But I think this will be a divisional win for the Ravens. Week eight, prime time against Tampa Bay. I think that's a loss. I do. I think that Tom Brady will be able to do a lot against this Ravens defense. I'm not saying that it will be a cakewalk for him. I think it will be a competitive game. But at the end of the day, I think that he, in this Tampa offense, paired with what they can do on defense in prime time, and again, it's an away game, so I think that that will be a win for the Buccaneers and not for the Ravens. Then you have week nine against New Orleans. I think that that's a win. I think the Ravens go into New Orleans and beat the New Orleans Saints. Their quarterback situation a bit murky right now. The defense, really good for the Saints, but they did lose Marcus Williams. And that'll be a revenge game of sorts for Marcus Williams. And I think it'll be a fun one overall. I think that'll be one that the Ravens win maybe by two, like 10 points or something. Not overly a blowout, but not overly close as well. Week 11 against Carolina after their bye. I think that's a win for me. Again, just that three-game stretch. I'm going to pencil them all in as wins. Week 11, week 12, week 13. I think those are all wins for the Ravens. I think that the Panthers game and the Jaguars game will be blowouts at this point, and I think Denver will be a closer game than some anticipate because obviously Russell Wilson is now there. But I think that's a win for the Ravens. So three more wins for the Ravens and make it four because I think the Ravens will beat Pittsburgh in week 14 in Heinz Field, and that's a game that the Ravens and Steelers, they've gone back and forth sweeping the other over the past couple seasons. So I think the Ravens get the first half of the series. Week 15 at the Browns. I think this is a loss. I think Baltimore splits with Cleveland. Again, very talented roster. Week 15, we don't know what the injury situation will be like for either team when we get later and later and later into the season. But I think this will be a loss for the Ravens, a close one. But, you know, traveling to Cleveland, you know, they have high energy in that stadium. So I think that'll be a loss for the Ravens to Cleveland. Week 16 against Atlanta, I think that is a win. I think the Falcons at that point will kind of be throwing in the towel a little bit. That this is still kind of a rebuilding team. They traded away Matt Ryan. It could be a Desmond Ridder game at that point. Marcus Mariota might not be playing for them. So I think that's a win for Baltimore. Week 17 against Pittsburgh, I think it's a win. I think Baltimore sweeps the Steelers this season, which will be huge. I mean, getting any divisional win is huge. But I think, again, with whoever it is, Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, I think the Baltimore defense will be able to feast on those guys. And you can never count out Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin and that defense starring TJ Watt and a lot of other guys. But I think the Ravens will sweep Pittsburgh this season. Week 18 at Cincinnati, I think that will be a loss in like a 1 or 2 point fashion. Very close, very competitive. I think Baltimore will have locked up a playoff spot by that point already, and that will be a loss to the Bengals to round out their season. So overall, that puts me at 12-5 for the Ravens with losses to the Patriots, the Bills, you have the Buccaneers, then you have the Browns, and then you have the Bengals. So I think 12-5 is a realistic place for this Ravens team to be. I think early on, we could see just a little bit of, hey, let's knock the rust off. In game, I think the Jets is a great place to start knocking the rust off. But I think early on, maybe there'll be a struggle or two here. And then once the Ravens get kind of in that New Orleans week 9, their bye, then week 11 against Carolina, et cetera, I think that will start to be where they hit their stride. And although I have them taking a couple close losses towards the end, I think they will have done enough at the beginning and middle part of their season to make the playoffs. And I know we said that last year and look what happened, the 6-game loss streak, but that is literally, it's unheard of in the John Harbaugh era. So I think that for the Ravens, they will have a successful season. I have them right in that, I think, 11-6 worst-ish case right now, 13-4 best-ish case right now, obviously subject to change there too. So right in the middle there at 12-5, I feel like is pretty realistic. This Ravens schedule, they have a lot of opportunities to win games. They have a lot of opportunities to put together runs of 3 wins, 4 wins, 5 wins in a row. And so if they can do that, they, I think, will be in the running for the AFC North. I think that's going to be the case throughout the entire season. But again, that first stretch, the first 4 games at AFC East opponents, then you have 4 of their last 5 games against divisional opponents in that prime time stretch in the middle with the Bengals starting in week 5. And then you go a little further, you have week 8 against the Bucs, week 9 against the Saints. That'll be really big for them. So again, I'm super excited to see how the schedule plays out for the Ravens. We'll continue to talk about just what that schedule looks like and where the Ravens could take advantage of the schedule, where things could get difficult throughout the remainder of the offseason. But that's all I have here today on Locked On Ravens. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to take a 2-day break. I'm going to get back here on Monday. We'll be diving in to more Ravens content. So be sure to stay tuned for that, and I will see you on Monday.